Many of you may remember in the year 1984, there was a new trend. There was a group that called itself Band Aid. And it was a group of superstar musicians who came together to raise money for Ethiopia. They produced a song and they used all the proceeds to help that country. The song was called "Do They Know It's Christmas?" I read an article recently about this group and their intent and their approach. And the article about it was somewhat critical of them, and it said this. It said that Band Aid kickstarted an age of celebrity activism, and with it the idea that simplistic campaigns and slick slogans can solve complex world problems. They leveled criticism at this group because the critics said that these singers view Africa as a place that must be saved, and usually from itself. While that savior complex by rock musicians might have been a little misguided, in truth, most of us do need to be saved from ourselves. Not because we are evil people, but because we become so self-absorbed that we can forget about God. In fact, the greatest threat to our self-interest is our self-interest. The irony is that when we focus so much on ourselves and our own welfare, we harm ourselves instead of helping ourselves because we're not focusing on God. We're basing our lives on things that pass away, on human needs and powers and motivations, instead of on the immortal, transcendent, eternal power of God. And when we focus on human things instead of divine things, we can lose our center. William Butler Yeats wrote a piece of poetry called "The Second Coming." And in that poetry, he spoke of our loss of centeredness, of the danger of it. And he wrote this. He said, "The falcon cannot hear the falconer. Things fall apart. The center cannot hold." This poem is about the coming of Christ and about the self-absorption of human flesh that can prevent our seeing the Christ within us and among us. The paradox of human life is that we become most peaceful and most ourselves, most centered, when we stop putting ourselves at the center. Now, I don't know about you, but I really don't want to hear that my self-centeredness is the problem. I just read about a study that said, though, that people who are averse to a certain solution will deny the problem entirely. As this article said, if you don't want the solution to happen, then you deny that the problem exists at all. Our hero in today's gospel story, John the Baptist, aka the voice, the prophet, the baptizer, he saw and acknowledged the deepest problem of human nature, our need to be self-reliant, to be the hero, almost to be our own savior. The people who confronted him wanted him to say exactly who he was, but all he would say is who he was not. One of the commentaries about this gospel says that in these 13 verses, there are 10 occurrences of negative words, of no, neither, not. And that commentary says that these verses are a stunning refusal by John to place the coming one into any of the theological boxes prepared for him. All he kept saying is what he is not. The message of John in the gospel is, I am not the Messiah. I am not the one. And ultimately, he would point directly to Jesus and say, Jesus is the one. We are in the season of Advent in the church. And during Advent, We are waiting for the Savior to appear. And that waiting that we do can be very humbling because it forces us to admit that the whole cosmos does not operate on our schedule, that sometimes we have to wait for something good. And what's even more unnerving to us is that by waiting for the Savior, we have to admit the obvious, that the Savior is not here and that we are not the Savior. If it weren't for people like John who gestured towards that coming of Christ, Advent would be a season not of waiting, but of mistakenly believing that everything that will be accomplished has been accomplished by the latest guru or self-help book or reality show. Waiting for the Savior and pointing to the one who is to come reminds us that we do not occupy the center of the universe. God does. Now, the strangely comforting but also unnerving news is that in today's society, if we gesture towards God, if we try to advance God's ways, unlike the people of earlier times, we generally will not face persecution or execution or anything violent. We will mostly be ignored if we don't pretend we're in control. How many of us have thought of someone or been thought of as weak because of a loss of control? Now, in our society, which is driven by the consumerism, our society exalts self-centeredness because then it can sell us more stuff. Because if we think we can buy something to make us happy, we will continue to buy and buy and buy and feel that we're still empty. And that is because we have put ourselves at the center, thinking we can bring peace to ourselves somehow. The greatest threat to our self-interest is our self-interest. Because more stuff, more relationships, more power, more productivity, none of these things help because each time we're thinking we can do it ourselves and we've put ourselves at the center, and the center cannot hold. The song that the celebrity fundraisers sang, "Do They Know It's Christmas?" It makes me think about us today. Do we know that it is not yet Christmas, that the Savior has not yet arrived? Because in this season of the church year, even though we know the whole story of Jesus, we know about the birth and the life and the death and the resurrection, in this season, we practice what it's like to wait and to not know. Do we know the Savior has not yet arrived? That we are not the Savior? That we are not at the center? There is a transformation that can take place in our lives now. Very often you will hear much of the Christian tradition focus on what you must do to go to heaven. And while that afterlife is important, the Christian way teaches us that this life too can be holy and transformed. And that transformation can happen anytime we admit, as John did, that we are not the one. I'm not the one. I can point to the one, but I am not the one. And Isaiah, the prophet, challenges readers to think of salvation as a quality of life here and now. When that salvation comes, we realize that God is at the center, that God is God and we are not. And then the center holds and we become the people we're created to be. We are most ourselves living in the eternal image of God when we lose our self-absorption. In a practical sense, I have experienced this and I know many other people who have. And that is, that to find a way out of a low period in your life, a time when you're questioning everything, a time when you're absorbed in problems and you're maybe even depressed, when you're sad, the best way out is to turn your attention to someone else. And that's not because then we see how bad off someone else is in contrast to our lives. It's because in that moment we are living out the image of God that is within us because we are loving other people and taking care of them. And we are admitting that God is at the center. And when we love others, we are saved from ourselves, and that center can hold. These gospel verses talk about the Logos, that God is here, that God has always been here, that God is eternal, and we are mortal. We cannot save ourselves, for when we do that, the center cannot hold. So we model ourselves on John the Baptist, John the Voice, saying, no, I am not the one, and the world as it is simply is not working. And so we practice waiting in Advent for the one, the incarnation of the living God, the center. And as Isaiah wrote, when God is at the center, we enjoy garlands instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning. The misguided celebrities sang, do they know it's Christmas? Do we know that when Christmas does come, it starts with Christ and not with us? Will we remember that we most need to be saved from ourselves, from our own self-absorption? Will we seek the Christ, the one who is to come, or will we become complacent with the world as it is? The good news of the gospel is that amid our self-absorption, we still have hope. We ourselves are not the light, but we, like John, can testify to the light. For if we focus only on ourselves, the center cannot hold. The falcon cannot hear the falconer, and the center simply cannot hold. In other words, the greatest threat to our self-interest is our self-interest. Amen. Amen.